This is Gilbert Andrew Garcia. Listen to my radio show, A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer every Monday from 11 a.m. till noon on Houston's gospel leader, KWWJ, 1360 a.m. and streaming live on KWWJ.org. Listen on the legendary KYOK, 1140 a.m. and streaming live on KYOKradio.org. KCOH, 1230 a.m., The Source. On Sand Geek Radio, 95.1 FM, 1460 a.m. And Aliento Radio, 101.7 FM and 1540 a.m. Call in at 832-570-8075 and follow me on social media. See you then. This is Gilbert Garcia of A Tip from Gilbert. Houston's not working for everyone. People don't feel safe. Potholes are everywhere. Water bills are skyrocketing, and minority businesses are struggling. That's why I entered the race for mayor. Read about my 100-day pledge to Houston at GarciaForHouston.com. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by Garcia for Houston campaign.
All right, Houston. Am I in, producer? All right, Houston. You have another episode of A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer. And, of course, I have my sidekick. No, it's not Ed McMahon. It's Ruby Dang. Ruby, welcome.
Hi, Gilbert.
Now, give me the laugh on. Ready? And it's Ruby Dang. There you go. That's what Ed McMahon would do for those of us that are, like, you know, old. Remember Ed McMahon on Johnny Carson? I know, right? You're as old as you feel.
Yes.
It reminds me of, so this Saturday, I went to see a play with my daughter, who's 17, and thank God she still loves me, and my wife at St. Agnes. It was called The It Girl, and it's kind of a story sort of around the 20s. So a lot of the dancing was the 20s style of dancing and kind of black and white era. And there was also celebrating some of the graduating classes from St. Agnes. And there was a group of ladies from the class of like 78 or 77 or something like that. And there were like 20 of them.
How great.
It was super great, right? And so then we went to the play, and they were all professional and kind of, you know, formal. And there were like 20 bottles of wine sitting on this table. And they were all full, Ruby.
So they were having a great time.
Well, hold on. So there was like 20 bottles of wine. And so we went in, and, you know, plays have an intermission. Mm-hmm. So we came out of the intermission, and they were already getting loose. And there was already like now 10 bottles of wine empty. And there were like 10 other bottles of wine, right? And they were all like leaning back, and they were all like, you know, laughing. So then we go back into the second part of the show, and we come out afterwards. And now it's got to be, you know, 10 o'clock, because we hung around and saw people of the cast, my daughter's friends. And the only people left are those same 20 women. And now, oh my God, they are hooting and hollering, and there's like no wine left.
You know what just popped in my head, Gilbert? That song, you know, 20 bottles of wine on the table. 20
yeah, 20 bottles
of wine.
Yeah. If one of the bottles should happen to fall, 90 bottles of wine on the table. Well, so then I walked by them. I said, ladies, I want you to know, y'all still got it going on.
Yeah.
And boy, I thought they were going to like invite me to join them. Ruby, there is so much going on.
Yes, there is.
I mean, there is so much going on. I want to thank the Chronicle because they did an article today in today's, actually the Sunday paper. And if you look, here's a picture of me right here.
Yes.
And when you go inside, there's a big spread right here, Houston. And you can see there I am looking all serious. And then there's other pictures, and this whole article is about me, kind of a human interest story. And I want to thank them for that. And of course, the picture on the front is me feeding my fish. I think people are probably looking at me thinking, what the heck picture is that? Gilbert feeding his fish. And then it talks all about me and this and that. And then, but it's just a great story because it tries to get a different side of me.
Right.
Rather than the same political side and the same, you know, giving a speech side, but all the news.
Yeah. And it's great that they're, you know, they're giving all candidates a
platform. They're doing, you know, all the I don't know the right phrase, but mm-hmm. what they consider to be the top six or seven yeah. candidates. And they're the same ones that they all screened.
Right.
Now, they had a second screening of me, the senator, and the congresswoman, and just the three of us. Now, I don't know what that means. But ultimately, I think it means they're still going through their endorsement process. And Chronicle, I'm just thrilled that I'm part of the conversation.
Yes.
So first, it all started with, you know, the senator has about $10 million. Can you right. imagine $10 million?
That's right.
That he has raised over, I don't know, 50 years mm-hmm. in the state government. And years ago, what the city of Houston did, they passed an ordinance that said you can only move over $5,000 or $10,000. Bottom line is you have to follow the same rules right. as your fundraising, which is a $5,000 limit per person and a $10,000 limit per PAC. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing. Well, the senator is moving all $10
million. Wow.
And part of that is, well, wait a minute. How many of those people are way over the $5,000 and $10,000 limit?
Yes.
And how many of those people may have given him money, you know, go back 50 years, so like 1989, that support me.
Right.
Or that's support right. the congresswoman. Or support somebody else. It just isn't right.
It isn't
it's
right.
It's a total abuse of the whole city ordinance. So the congresswoman and I wrote a letter to the city attorney. And we have all these supporting documentation and everything else. And it just says to him, you know, here's the ordinance. It's not right. Because remember, the state doesn't have limits.
Right.
So some people in the state offices that are running for statewide office can get $1 million donation. Mm-hmm. Now, you cannot tell me that if someone gives you $1 million donation, you're going to treat them the same as me if I give $500 right. donation.
Or a dollar donation.
Or a dollar donation. It's ridiculous to assume such a thing. But we asked for him to give us an answer of what's going on by the end of the week. And we shall see. And all we're asking is for him, the city attorney, to enforce the ordinance.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And here's the terrible thing. If you don't enforce this ordinance, well, then what the heck good are city ordinances?
That's right.
You know, yep. City ordinance means city laws. Mm-hmm. What use is a city law if you're not going to enforce it anyway? Mm-hmm. So why even have a city ordinance? And of course, the other thing is, if you have a candidate, now here it's the senator, but let's just pretend it wasn't him. But you have a candidate who's willing to put their nose to the ordinance. Well, what are they going to do when they're mayor? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the free for all it'll be when you're mayor?
Don't imagine that. No.
And, yeah. And if you think that City Hall may be challenged right now, well, imagine someone that comes in already saying, well, I'm going to do whatever the heck I want. Does it make sense? Well, here's the other thing that happened, Ruby. Sorry about that, Houston. I'm talking so much, I had to get a sip of water. Do we have a caller there? I think we had a caller there. He dropped already? Well, Dominic, if you call back, you're welcome to call back. So there was a press conference today. Can we put that press conference picture up, producer?
Oh, okay. Dominic's on the line.
Oh, we have Dominic. All right, let's get Dominic on. And then we'll put the press conference picture up and we'll talk a little bit about what that press conference was. Dominic, are you there? Dominic. Dominic.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, brother. What do you got for us today on a tip from Gilbert?
Well, you know, and I think this, yes, I know.
Whoops. We
Hello,
lost.
Mike? I think the thing is, you know, you say you go to a lot of theater. One of the places I love going to is Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber Fleet Street. And hey, can I call back? I'm having trouble with my phone. Give me a second.
Yeah, we'll try to get you back on, Dominic. You're going in and out. So let's talk about what happened today at the press conference, Ruby. So there's going to be a candidate forum.
Right.
And the candidate forum is tomorrow night. And the candidate forum is a consortium of the League of Women Voters, Telemundo, KPRC, and Que Onda Magazine. And mind you, don't forget that the city of Houston is almost 50% Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, right, it's Hispanic Heritage Month.
That's right.
So you would think people are paying attention to, well, Hispanics. Mm-hmm. And remember, everybody says we don't vote.
Right.
Well, maybe we don't vote because we have nothing to vote for.
Right.
And remember, the League of Women Voters goes back to the suffrage movement when women were getting the right to vote. Mm-hmm. And so they should be all about inclusion and making sure people have the right to vote and their voices are heard. Well, lo and behold, the campaign gets, I don't know, 100 emails a day, mm-hmm. 100 emails today, easy. And we're getting all these requests to be on forums and debates. And what may have gotten passed is this debate is basing the eligibility on two things. One, if you have 5% approval in a poll. Yes. Well, mind you, there hasn't been another poll other than I've done a poll, but they won't let me use my poll. It's got to be a unbiased poll. So that's out. Mm-hmm. The other is the number of donors. So here's something that's very important. The number of donors. So I have donors and I've raised, of course, money, and I have put in money on my own. So between the money I put in, and we view it as an investment in Houston, my wife and I, and between the donors that I've gotten, and I've had donors from friends and family, primarily people who know me, and they know I'd be a good mayor. And so I have raised the most money. Mm-hmm. You know, Whitmire's trying to move a bunch of money. So if he succeeds, then he's got the most, right, and I have the second most. He should not succeed, but if. And so I've raised about somewhere around, maybe 4 million or something to that effect. Can we cut that? There's something in the background. Somebody I think is on hold. Can we cut that out, please? So I think I'll let you know who to move in. I think there's about $4 million that we have raised. So you would think $4 million will get you in.
Right.
But the fine print.
It's always about the fine print.
It reminds me of Willy Wonka, when they all thought they'd get the golden ticket and they'd win something. And then the whole thing was like this long, and the fine print, you had to get a magnifying glass. The fine print was number of contributors.
Very different.
Very different. So the bottom line is the three Hispanics running, none of them made the cutoff.
Wow, that's terrible.
Julian Martinez, a businessman, me, the one who's raised the most money, and even the councilman, Robert Gallegos, he's been on council like a decade. None of us made it.
Wow.
Are you ready for this, Ruby? Two of the members on the stage went and got donations to pad their donations. And you ready for this? They got people to donate
$1.
Wow. $1. And so one person got 400 people to give $1.
All on the same day?
That's the thing. When you give that little, there's really no transparency about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because it goes below the radar. Yeah. And so who knows? Are they even real? Someone say, let me get my Walita, my cousin, mi primo, let me just write all their names down.
Right.
My friends at church. Who the heck knows? But at the end of the day, we three got knocked out.
How has that been the criteria in the past?
Well, it's funny you say that. And we had a press conference today because, of course, Johnny Mate, who's been a fighter for, human rights and Latino rights, isn't going to put up with that. And he had all three of us, and he had different organizations, a lot of LULAC leaders. We had a lot of press. The Chronicle was there. And we all talked about why it wasn't right.
Good. Good for you.
And are you ready for this? Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee was there.
Wow.
And she said, I stand with you that I think all these Hispanic candidates should be heard.
Good for the Congresswoman.
Yeah, good for the Congresswoman. You know, she stands, she's got principles.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I called out to the senator because the word is that he's behind this,
mm-hmm.
just like he was behind the Tunnel Democrats. I don't know if I told y'all that I screened with the Tunnel Democrats and I got the endorsement of the committee. So the committee went to the membership and said, we think you should endorse Gilbert. Well, are you ready for this? The night of the meeting, and I mean like the night,
where the voting was.
Where the voting was going to be. About 65 people showed up with cash and bought a membership for John Whitmire. and he gets the endorsement.
Oh, that's terrible.
Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
Here's another one.
That's why we need to clean up the city.
I know. Here's another one. Texas PAC. I think it's called Texas PAC. I got to get the name. No, Texas Latino PAC.
Texas Latino PAC.
You would think, like Tejano Democrats, maybe you want to support a Tejano. There are only two, me and Robert. Texas Tejano PAC. Well, they have an endorsement, and they endorse like 15 candidates, and they're all Tejanos. Except the mayor, where they endorsed John Whitmire. They didn't endorse me, nor Julian, nor Robert Gallegos.
Man.
Can you imagine that? I think they should change their name.
Yeah.
I got to come up with a clever name. But going back.
Terrible.
We're going to get Isidro Garza on the phone just in a second here. But here's what's important. Inquiring minds like mine want to know. So one of my friends found an article from October 11th, 2019. And the title says Houston mayoral candidates to appear in Friday debate. And sure enough, it says Houston's top mayoral contenders will face off in a 1-hour televised debate hosted by League of Women Voters, the Houston Chronicle, KPRC and Telemundo. So it's all the same people, but not the Chronicle, I don't think. But KPRC, Telemundo, and League of Women Voters. But the League of Women Voters is really the one driving this whole thing. Right. It's the League of Women Voters. So it said that there are five candidates, and they were Dwight Boykins, Bill King, Sylvester Turner, Sue Lovell, and Tony Busby. So the question becomes, how did they pick those five? I'll tell you, to qualify, candidates needed to have exceeded, that means more than, 50,000 in political contributions. So in other words, it makes sense. Those that have the most money, because it takes money to run an election, takes money to get your word out, takes money to get your name ID out. So if you have more money, you probably have a better chance to win.
Right.
So that makes sense. But no, not this time. It isn't how much money you have, it's how many contributions.
So there's you've got. No set like guidance or guidelines for every debate.
Most debates, the answer is I don't really know. Most debates have their own guidelines, whatever they are. But most debates, it's pretty clear. There's been about six or seven of us, and we're all kind of in there.
Yeah.
It's always me, it's always the senator. It's always Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and it's almost always Lee Kaplan. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost always Gallegos.
Right.
And then sometimes there's one or two extras, and it's almost always one or two extra is Jack Christie, the councilman.
Right.
I mean, you give the councilman some deference, and MJ Khan, another former councilman.
Right.
So those are always the ones that are in the mix. Mm-hmm. But no. Not this time. It was number of donors. And so one person, and I don't fault the person. I don't. Mm-hmm. They got 400 people to donate.
Hmm.
So they've got a list of contributors of 400 people. Now, she only raised $400.
Yes.
I think that there's something fishy in Denmark. Is there a phrase something like that, fishy in Denmark?
I haven't heard that
before,
but
there's something fishy. So of course people tell me, well, this is just the architect of John Whitmire, and I don't know if it is or isn't. I hope it's not. So we had a press conference, and I said, Senator Whitmire, stand with us, stand with the Hispanic community, stand with Sheila Jackson Lee, and demand that they let me and Councilman Gallegos and maybe even Julian Martinez stand with him, that here in this debate, in this Hispanic heritage, in this 50% of the city's Hispanic, in this you got Telemundo and Que Onda, but you don't have a Hispanic on there?
Wow.
Now, there's a candidate with a Hispanic last name, but I'm just going by her website. She says that she's not Hispanic. I don't know if she is or isn't. But still, at the end, that's what she says. She self-identifies as white. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is this. There's something fishy because why did you change the rules in the first place?
That's
that
right.
is what needs to be looked at.
Right.
And so, Houston, just tell the League of Women Voters that, you know what? We deserve better than that. So I know Isidro Garza is on the phone. Let's let Isidro in. Isidro, of course, has been a lifelong LULACer.
Yes.
And
he, along with Johnny Mata.
Johnny Mata have been just.
Done so much for Houston, but for the Hispanic community.
You know, really for the minority community, for the people, whether it's human rights, whether it's people who are left out of the system, they do so much for so many.
That's
Isidro,
right.
are you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you got, my friend? I don't know if you heard some of my comments there, but. You know, it's amazing that they changed the rules for this debate because I have an article from the last debate in 2019 by the League of Women Voters where they looked at what makes sense, political contributions in dollar amount. But what a coincidence. They know that Robert's number of donors is small and they know that I'm trying to self-finance a lot. So they changed it to the number of contributors. What do you got there, Isidro?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. This has been going on since 1836. The suppression of the Hispanic in our history, in our contribution to the battles of the Alamo, the Battle of San Jacinto, we're here in Houston, and the city is called Houston. For whom? For Sam Houston, who was the president of the Republic, the first president. Who was the first vice president? Nobody knows it. The first vice president was De Zavala. It has been suppressed. The contribution of our Hispanics has been suppressed and should not surprise us. We should be prepared to go out. Now, the rallying cry is we need to elect an Hispanic mayor. We need to elect the most qualified Hispanic mayor, and that is no other than Gilbert Garcia. He is well prepared. He manages a business over $20 billion, much more money than all of the candidates put together that they've ever managed, and has done it very successfully. And one of the Hispanics that Texas is so proud to have in our community. And he's always helping out the people. And para los radio escuchas, les quiero suplicar, hay que salir ahora sí porque no lo. Como decíamos en el barrio, nos la cantaron. Nos han dicho que no, el candidato de nosotros, Gilbert García, no puede ser participar en el debate que va a ocurrir mañana. Eso nos debe dar a nosotros no nomás pena, sino que coraje de que uno de nosotros ellos siguen haciendo lo que han hecho desde cuando empezaron la plática del Álamo. En esa historia todos sabemos quién es Sam Houston. Es más, el pueblo de nosotros se llama Houston. Porque él fue el primer presidente de la República. ¿Quién fue el primer vicepresidente de la República? Nadie sabe. Es De Zavala. ¿Por qué no sabemos eso? Por la misma cosa que están haciendo ahorita en este debate. Están eliminando el factor hispanos. Ellos quieren mantener control lo más tiempo que puedan.
Well, let me mention this, Isidro, and I thank you for all of that. You know, give it up for Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah.
Because there she is. She is a candidate for mayor herself. And she could easily just say, well, I'm in, so the heck with Gilbert and Gallegos and the Hispanics. Instead, there she was at the press conference, standing arm in arm saying, it's just not right. And she was calling on the other stations and all the participants to let us in. Way to go, yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee. You know, I mean, and here she is. She's like an opponent, but you know what? She's not my enemy. What she is a solid Democrat that understands human rights, civil rights, and that everybody deserves to have a voice. I'm hoping the senator will take her lead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to believe that he's the architect behind this. And there's only one way to know. Senators, stand tall with us and say, well, you know what? It's just not right.
Well, Mayor, let me also point out something else. You're absolutely correct, and it points right at the senator. There was a lady that was scheduled to be executed last year on April the 27th. Her name is Melissa Lucio, falsely accused of having killed her child, falsely accused. The only signature of all the senators, Democratic senators, that was not in a letter that went to the Board of Pardons and Paroles was Senator Whitmire.
Come on.
I do not know why. That question should be asked of him. My point is this. This is just another example of him getting his way. There he probably bent down, I'm saying, to the NRA and those people that contribute to his campaign, the gun lobbyists. But he went against the principle, and Melissa Lucio today would be dead, but for the fact that there was enough other senators that came over to the Democratic side. And Melissa Lucio today is alive because the Board of Pardons and Paroles issued a stay of her execution.
We need
people to be in office that operate on conscience and not succumb to the lobbyists, to the political, the money that moves the country. We should have that money redirected to the areas where there's a greater need. And we have a lot of talent in the Hispanic community. Before they used to say, well, we don't have any talent. We don't have anybody that's qualified. Just look around. Who builds everything around Houston and everywhere throughout the country? It's Hispanic labor that's out there. We need an Hispanic mayor. We need Gilbert Garcia.
Well, you know, I so appreciate it. I think that, you know, when you look at these things, so somebody, this woman, was falsely accused. And she was on death row, and senators in the state of Texas all wrote a letter. How many senators wrote signed that letter?
Okay, there are 31 senators in the state. 20 senators signed it, 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans.
Wow.
We needed 16. The only Democrat that did not sign that letter, unfortunately, is Senator John Whitmire.
You know, what's weird about that is, how many times have you seen 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans and the Texas Senate agree on anything?
Exactly.
So for them to say, this is not right, this lady's going to be falsely accused, she's going to be falsely executed. They got together, wrote a letter, and he was nowhere to be found.
Wow.
Why That's is correct. That?
Now, I understand. Have you heard the saying, tira la piedra y esconde la mano? I understand. And what that translates to is, you throw the rock, you break the window, and then you hide your hand. You didn't do it. Soon after that, I understand that he wrote a letter, but she had already been, the stay had already been issued, and he wrote a letter in support of. No, that's not what we want. We want leaders, not somebody that's going to try to appease two sides. No. We are united in history. We are united in core values with all races. African-Americans, the Anglo society, we are one. We are proud Texans. We're proud Houstonians. But here, obviously, he's acting just on does it take to get elected. Let me get on the TV. Let me get in a debate. Let's eliminate Gilbert and the other Hispanic, who's a council member, Councilman Gallegos. He's been a councilman for 11 years. How can a system come up with the answer? It's almost Gilbert. It's almost mayor, pardon me. It's almost like talking in two languages, the metric and the English system. Many people do not know the metric system. And if I say the distance between here and the building is 100 meters, and maybe it's 1,000 kilometers, we don't know the difference. In this particular case, when the answer to how you get people selected, at the end, it excludes a Gallegos, and it excludes a Gilbert Garcia. We know that the system that was used for selection was flawed and maybe even rigged.
They know what they're doing. Yeah. You know what? Maybe the only solution is somebody should probably bring a lawsuit against those League of Women Voters. And you know what? And get the depositions of these people to find out who told you to do this and why. And were you paid money? You know, were you paid money? Because why would you change it from what you've done before, knowing that, well, I don't have a lot of donors, and neither does Robert Gallegos, and neither does Julian Martinez, but how convenient.
Right.
It's kind of like the convenience of when this woman was, her execution was put off, then you put a letter out. It reminds me, Cedro, of like, you know, when you think about a battle and someone says, yeah, I agree, I'll go into battle with you. You go ahead and take that hill. I'm right behind you. How many times have you heard that? I'm right behind you.
Yes.
You know, instead of I'm right next to you or I'm carrying the flag in front of you, it's I'm right behind you. Oh, boy. Well, Isidro, it'll be interesting to see if cooler heads prevail and if anyone will realize this mistake. Let's pretend it's just an oversight.
Yes.
But this mistake, this faux pas, this injustice, and if they'll rectify it. My own gut is they won't because they did it purposely.
Yes.
So then the next question becomes, what will they say? Will the senator come out with us like Sheila did or not? I hope he does. I hope he proves a lot of people wrong who are lighting up my phone telling me this smells like him. I don't know.
But Mayor, let's assume that he agrees to withdraw. It's the same as the letter written too late. The damage has been done. A system has been put in place to discriminate against the will of the people and our candidates. It's too late. Even if he were to withdraw, I say that it's a rallying cry. It's time to elect an Hispanic. Since 1836, we have not had an Hispanic mayor. It is about time that our the numbers clearly indicate that we're the majority minority. We have more Hispanics than any other race. It should be about time that we be represented by a very qualified mayor, an Hispanic mayor. And let me get on now on the not on the LULAC as an endorsement, but from the LULAC perspective. It's not an endorsement, but it would be from the LULAC perspective. It would be one where we demand that the system be corrected. And if we have to, we'll go to court. And this is a federal, it's a violation of the Voting Rights Act of 1963, direct conflict with the Voting Rights Act of 1963. So I say, if you want to fight that fight, we're going to fight.
Woo! You know what? I mean, if I'm going to get in a fight with anybody, it's going to be with Isidro, right? Because you know what he'll do? He'll go, get out of my way, Gilbert. I'm taking that hill because you're too slow. Isidro, I mean, you've been fighting these battles, and they all rhyme. They may not be the same battle, but boy, they all rhyme, don't they?
Absolutely.
They all rhyme. Go ahead, Isidro. Go ahead.
I'm just going to use an old saying. Everybody, and sometimes it loses its meaning. Pero ya basta. Enough.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
Isidro, thank you for calling in, and please call in anytime, my friend.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Now, I have an ad. I'm going to unveil it right now. Do you think I can do that, producer? Now, I got an ad, Ruby, that's going to play before the debate tomorrow night.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I know. Now, they wouldn't let me do it during the debate. Now watch. Now that I'm revealing here on the radio show, you watch, they're probably going to pull it on me. But that'll just be further evidence of what we'll talk about in the next radio show if they do. So I'm buying an ad, and it's going to air, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 minutes before the debate. And this is the ad. This is what it says. So get ready, Houston. This is my ad.
Gilbert Garcia, and I'm running to be your mayor. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and Hispanics make up roughly half the city. And yet, in the recent League of Women Voters mayoral forum,
the two leading Hispanic candidates were not on that stage.
Why? They set up a process where the number of contributions let you in, and some candidates had hundreds of $1.
Oh, rats, it stopped. Well, that's not the correct one anyway. We'll come back to that, but I think you get my drift. Let's come back to that, producer, because it's a short commercial. That's not the right version. It's the one that got sent to
Houston,
me
this
morning,
of course.
Houston, my
name is Gilbert Garcia, and I'm running to be your mayor. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and Hispanics...
Go ahead and turn that off, because that's not the right version. Producer. So I think you get my drift, though, Houston. So let's get another caller. I know we have another caller. Is there a Warren... Oh, Alina, let's go with Alina.
Alina, one moment. I'll
talk to you. Alina, what do you got for us on a tip from Gilbert? Talk, inspiration, and prayer.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to say how it was nice to hear about the outing you had with your daughter and how the article was about you. And you, I just want to say you have so much wisdom, life wisdom, so much motivation, inspiration always, every time I hear you. And so I would like, in honor of the Hispanic Heritage Month, I would like to ask you, what would be your best wisdom advice for young women, especially like the immigrants who are here trying to make it in this world, in this challenging world for young girls? What would be your best advice for life? That would be amazing to hear.
Oh my God, that's such a good one, right, Ruby? First of all, I would say the world is yours. And I mean that 100%. You know, at our firm, Ruby, we have 39 employees, 75% are women. And my wife says, well, of course, 75% are women, because women rule the world.
That's right.
And you know what? The world belongs to y'all. And I also think my advice to both young women and men is, you're on this planet one time. So what does that mean? Love your fellow human beings. Give of yourself to others. Give back to others. Experiment. Try things. Apply to lots of things. The worst that can happen is you don't get in. You know, if you're applying for college, apply to your dream school. Maybe you don't get in. Don't think about, well, I can't get in, or don't think about, well, I'll never be able to afford it. You don't know. Just apply, and then you just don't know what will happen. Go for it. You're on this planet one time. I'll never forget. I applied to Yale University, and I got into Yale. And I'll never forget, I couldn't afford to go. My parents at that time, we were a middle-class family at the time, but by that time, they had lost just about everything. My dad was an alcoholic. My parents divorced. And they were tough times. And I remember showing up on campus by myself with two bags. Nobody could tuck me in. And I had to borrow as much as I could because I couldn't pay for school. And so I know what that's like, Houston. So at the end of the day, I would say, first, the world is yours, which also means take care of this world. Take care of it. There's only one planet, one world. Take care of it. The second thing is go for it. You know, live your life in a spiritual way. You know, do the right thing. Help your fellow human beings. Whatever your higher power might be, mine, of course, is God and Jesus Christ. But at the end of the day, believe in something bigger than yourself, support others, help others. And you know what? It comes back to you 10 times, Ruby. It really does.
Yeah. And if I can add something,
please
too,
do.
Gilbert, you know, I'm a Latina, a woman in this world. I think we have to learn that we have to use our voice.
Yes.
We have to use our voice. And you know what? Let's rock the boat. You know, if you see something, and call it out, let's make change. Let's not be on the sidelines and afraid.
That's
it's
right.
It's our time. We've got to step up to the plate and definitely just use your voice and make sure that we participate.
I like that rock the boat, because think about all these great companies and things. They would have never been started but for somebody rocked the boat.
That's right.
Somebody had an idea. Somebody had something different, and somebody went for it. And that's what created great inventions or great stores or great things. And that's what created wealth. And that's what you got to do. Finding your voice is a good one. Oftentimes you think, you know, women feel that they need to, you know, be quiet or something. No, yeah. It's the other way around. Speak up and speak out.
And then using your tagline, let's shake it up.
Let's shake it up.
Yeah,
let's shake it up. I saw Alex Carmelo, who he shot a thing that said love, love, love. And all I know is that I just thought of that song. All you need is love. Dun, 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 dun. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need. There you go. Alex, thank you for saying that. And he's right.
Yep.
You got to love your fellow man. And it starts, you got to love yourself. You know, people say, oh, well, that's egotistical. No, it's not. No. You're your only self. You got to love yourself and take care of yourself. That's why on an airplane, have you noticed when they are giving you the instructions about when the thing falls down in the air, they say, put it on yourself first.
Right.
And then you help others and you help the kids. That's why. I know that we have Warren. Is Warren back? Mr. Warren, are you there? Warren. Warren, are you there?
I'm here, Gilbert. How you doing, my friend?
Is this Acres Home, Warren?
This is Acres Home, Warren.
What is going on? Tell us what is going on in Acres Home these days.
Oh, man. We are preparing for our 33rd annual banquet gala on October the 27th.
Is that a Saturday?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday? Do you have a speaker?
Yeah. We have none other than Claude Cummins.
Ooh, what a great speaker. Oh, we love that man. I mean, and before you continue, and I'm going to give you plenty of airtime here. Did you know, Ruby, that first of all, Claude is the first person in Houston to be elected president of a national labor union.
Yes,
can you believe that? The communication workers?
It's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. And here he is. And you know what? He's the most like humble, God-serving man. He's just a good man. And are you ready for this? Because I know him well. And man, he can sing.
Oh, I've never heard him sing. I can't wait to hear that.
He can sing. And you know what else? He's got rhythm. Yeah. I mean, he's got rhythm.
I see the rhythm in his walk.
Yes, so. Right? Did you know that, Warren?
Mr. I did not know it. Oh, now yeah. I got to press him. I'm going to press him to sing something.
He can sing and he's got good moves. I'm not kidding. Wow. But what an amazing thing for him to be president of Communication Workers. I think he's going to do so much, not only for that labor union, but for all labor unions as a national leader.
How many people is he representing?
Oh, it's a couple of 100,000.
Wow.
Several hundred thousand communication workers.
And he's the international president.
Wow. Yeah, no, he's the big cheese.
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But going back, Mr. Muhammad, tell us all again. So you got Mr. Claude Cummins. Are tables still for sale?
Yes, tables are still for sale.
Okay, so you got tables for sale still. And how much is a table?
A table is $3,000 for 10, and it gets some perks along with it, recognition in the program and being highlighted at the event.
33rd, though, that's amazing. And I really love your facilities. They're right there across from the African American News with Mr. Roy Melanson, of course, who's a legend in the community. And those are really first-class facilities. I've been there many times. I've even spoken there, Ruby, at one of the luncheons one time. They have their monthly luncheons with guest speakers from the community, talk about business and other things. That is fantastic. Keep going there, Warren. What else you got?
Yeah. Well, we got an amazing MC.
Oh, who's that?
The country boy, Louisiana country boy.
Ooh, who's that? Who's that?
He's a podcast celebrity, award-winning podcaster.
What's his name?
Louisiana country boy.
No, that's his name, Louisiana country boy?
Yeah.
Louisiana country boy.
Louisiana, and when I'm telling you, he's got a lot of energy, man. He's gonna crack the crowd up.
Oh my God, Louisiana country boy! We may have to go just to see him.
I know
he's gonna
know.
He's
gonna see Claude sing.
That's right. Well, you know what? This is gonna be the entertainment episode, right? Because you got Louisiana country boy gonna do some stand up, and then Claude Cummins is gonna do some acapella.
There you go.
Right.
And he might and knowing him, he'll break into like John Travolta. Remember when John Travolta did that solo in Saturday Night Fever?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. He did a solo dance on Saturday Night Fever. One time there was a holiday party, and I forgot. It was like Halloween or something, and I forgot exactly where it was. It's one of those places where everybody always goes to. And I forgot who was sponsoring it or whatever, but I showed up in a costume. And there I saw Claude Cummins, and he had this huge afro. Huge afro, Warren. Of course, it was a wig, but he had this huge afro. And he had big, like, platform shoes like, 70s style with the bell bottoms. And I mean,
maybe he'll pull that out for this event.
Yeah, he looked like he was ready for Soul Train. Okay. Remember Soul Train?
I do.
He looked like, what was that guy's name? Cornelius. What was his name? Cornelius what?
Oh, I can't remember.
Cornelius. Oh, my God. But that is great. Well, tell us more.
Well, we have a surprise musician that's going to play.
And ooh.
The person's going to be a surprise, but it's going to be very exotic.
Ooh.
And unusual.
Ooh. Now, of course, inquiring minds like ours want to know. But if it's a surprise, just whisper it then. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. If it's a surprise, because, you know, you're only talking about 100,000 Houstonians right now. But but if it's a surprise, we can wait. We want to wait.
Yeah, and it's going to be a red carpet. We're going to have the red carpet out. We're going to have professional photographers there to take pictures in front of the balloons and the banners and stuff. So it's going to be a red carpet event. So it's going to be really upscale.
Woo. And what are we having for dinner?
Oh, we're being catered by celebrity Chef Willie.
Oh, my God. Now, Chef Willie, yes. First of all, he's just the nicest, warmest, coolest guy.
He puts on a great spread.
Yeah, you know, and he makes good food.
Mm-hmm.
He just generally loves food. I've been his celebrity guy on his, what do you call that thing when you do the food contest and you know, celebrity chef contest? And I've been one And he wanted to make sure I had a lot of good adjectives because you can't just say the food is delicious. And so I had all these really great words, Ruby, and I was just like all proud of myself. And of course, then I saw the video and I think I only used one word.
Delicious.
Delicious. I think I used delicious.
That sums it all up, right?
I know.
Yeah, well, he's excited. I talked to him about a week ago. He is excited and looking forward to it. He said he's going to show out.
I think he was born excited, right? Yes. I mean, he's just an excited man. Well, keep going there, Warren. What else do you got for us?
Oh, and we've got some sponsorships by ATB. They're our headline sponsor. ATB is coming in, and Maya Turner is one of our sponsors. So we're getting good support. And we're going to give out some community awards to people who've been serving in the community.
Oh, good. Good for the mayor. Good for the mayor. And really great for HEB. Mm-hmm. You know, HEB does so much, right?
Yes, they do.
I mean, they really do. Lisa Helfman is one of the senior people over there. Yes. I just love her because not only is she just wonderful and friendly and all those things, she goes to everything, but she's just a good human mm-hmm. being. And that's right. What they are at HEB. I love that store.
Me too.
I think I'm just going to move in. I think I'm going to move into I think I'm going to move into the produce department. No, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to move into the meat department. I'm going to move into the meat department. Yep. But of course, I got to bring my jacket because it's always cold by the meat.
Right.
Well, Warren, thank you for calling in. And please call in again. We want to pump up the event.
Okay, one last thing. We are inviting the media, so we expect media coverage of the event. So we're going all out.
Man. Awesome. Media, you got to be there. Come on. Quit writing just about, you know, who did what to whom bad. You know, let's talk about good things. That's why this show was invented, to talk about good things. Warren, thank you for calling in, my friend.
You keep up the good work, Gil, but we love it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
So was there a Tyrone on there? Let's get Ty.
Tyrone? One moment. I'll come for you now.
Tyrone.
He's running.
Tyrone. Tyrone, are you there?
I'm here.
Talk to me, Ty. What do you got, pal?
Hi. Well, I want to say good morning to you.
Thank you.
My name is Tyrone Willis. I'm running for Houston City Council for District B.
District which one? What district?
B as in boy.
B as in boy. Tell it, Tyrone, what are the issues in B? What are the big issues you guys are talking about?
The big issues that we are facing is illegal dumping, of course, flood mitigation, the EPA cancer cluster in Fifth Ward in the Cashmere Gardens area, as well as some safety issues and crime issues and affordable housing. Those are some of the issues that we're getting.
Well, you know what, Ty, what I've learned is affordable housing is not affordable.
Not at all.
I mean, it's just so expensive. So let's go back for a second. Illegal dumping. What is the fine for illegal dumping now? Do you know, Ty?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I think someone told me, Ruby, didn't we look it up? We looked it up one day. I think it's $3,000.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I'm going to say to myself, $3,000? Why don't we like triple that or something? Make it sting these people that are doing this illegal dumping. And then let's hire these, I don't know what the right word is, illegal dumping people watching for illegal dumping. Because all it takes, if you have a fine that big, is like two or three hits. And you pay for that person because this illegal dumping is a problem. And of course, terrible. It's always a problem in the people's neighborhood.
Yes, in our neighborhood.
The people's neighborhood, people of color. Ty, I don't want to take up your time, so you keep going. So you're running. Who inspired you to run, man?
My mother inspired me to run. I was working on different campaigns. And before this, I worked for Mayor Sylvester Turner for 5 years.
Oh, what did you do? What did you do for the mayor?
I worked for the mayor's office of communications, and I did a number of things in the communications office, but that was my primary position.
I see. Well, let me ask you this. How's the race looking?
I believe it's looking great, and I hope that people go out and register to vote. October 10th is the last day to register to vote.
October 10th?
That's tomorrow.
Yikes.
Tomorrow.
Oh my God. Everybody, please, if you're listening, not just for Ty, not just for me, not just for Ruby, but for yourself and your kids' kids, and for the city, the community, register to vote and go vote. Go for it, Ty.
And also for high school students, you have to be 18 years of age to vote, but also there are jobs. If you visit harrisvotes.com, there are job opportunities for people to work at the polls. So I wanted to let people know that if you're in high school or college, you can work at the polls and get paid.
Ooh.
And if you visit harrisvotes.com, they'll explain and have more information about that, because we need people there to also work the polls. We're in a city with 3.4 million people. And so we don't need any hiccup, not just for myself, for the mayoral race. The number of candidates that I believe are great. I believe Sheila Jackson Lee is the greatest. She's my godmother, and she's running for mayor. But there are a number of candidates who are great. I believe she's the best, but you have to make your own decision for yourself.
And you know what? And you're welcome to say that, my friend, so don't even worry about it. I think very well of her. She and I have worked so well together. She's first class, top notch. So you go ahead.
Okay, and just to give people my background, I'm running for City Council for District B. I majored in political science for Virginia Commonwealth University. I've served on the campaigns for Barack Obama in the 2008-2012 as a fellow for the for them. And I've graduated from Westbury Christian School. That's on the southwest side of Houston. It's not in District B. But I have attended a number of schools in District B, including Osborne Elementary. So go out. And that was when I was in elementary school in St. Francis of Assisi, when I was in the kindergarten. And that was a Catholic school. But I want to make sure that voters know that I am concerned about crime. That is my number one issue. And I will be working with law enforcement elected all the law enforcement agencies around the area to make sure that our crime is going down. HPD has $1 billion budget, and so we must look at those issues. I am so proud and thankful that we do have officers and Houston Fire Department. I appreciate them and I love them, but we must do better in terms of crime.
Amen to that, Tyrone. Well, Tyrone, give everybody your website. I want everybody to know how they can find you.
So I'm on TikTok and Facebook, but my primary website is tyronewillis.com. That's TyroneWillis.com. I'm number 3 on the ballot. And if you visit my website, all of my social media is on there.
Well, Mr. Willis, please call back again.
I want to thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my friend. Producer, let me see. There was a name on there I thought I saw. Let me see that list. Is there a Rebecca? Rebecca, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Gilbert.
Welcome to the show. Tell me what you got.
Oh, great. Okay. So I know that weeding out corruption has been a major point of your campaign.
Yes.
Are there any proposed legislative changes or policies you have in mind to address and prevent pay-to-play practices in
well,
local government?
Sure. I appreciate the question. What I'm first going to do is there's already enough stuff. Remember, the housing director said that the housing department in the city was a culture of corruption. So I'm not saying that Houston, he did, and he was fired. And then, of course, the DA went in there. And then, of course, here's an article from the Chronicle dated September 15th. Unable to meet deadline. Houston ends $60 million affordable housing program using Harvey funds. So in other words, it's so mismanaged. They had $60 million to build 700 units. They had to give it back. And we need that money. And we need those houses. So I would audit that whole department. And then, of course, they raided. And a raid means, you know, here we are. Everybody put your hands up. We're taking all the computers. That's what a raid is. And that's what happened to the health department.
That's right.
Why? Because that's where all the COVID money came through. And then we had this big procurement at the airport. Ruby, you ready for this? They did it 1, 2, 3 times with the same outcome, but they did it a fourth and got a different outcome.
And that's the one
they chose. I mean, come on. And I'm not Papa's, pro Papa's, anti Papa's, but Papa's was the one that got it 3 times and then was left out of the food contract there at Hobby Airport. All I know is I've done big procurements at Metro, and you don't do it 4 times, Ruby.
Right.
That just looks nefarious. It looks like you're trying to do something you shouldn't be doing. And all you got to do is look at who benefits. Mm-hmm. Follow the money, Houston. Follow the money. So there's so many things, Becca, that we need to do. I'm going to audit these departments. I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to bring transparency. We've got to stop. So thank you for that question. So let me go to, is there a Linda? Actually, is there a Dee Dee? Give me Dee Dee. Dee Dee, you there? Dee Dee.
Yes.
What do you got for us here on A Tip from Gilbert? Talk, inspiration, and prayer.
Hello, Gilbert. First, this is in reference to you not being invited to the KPRC Channel 2, Telemundo Houston, Get On The Magazine, and the League of Women Voters. Gilbert, all I have to say is, Houston, we have a problem.
Hey, we have a problem. Thank you for that.
Yes, it's time to wake up and smell the chorizo. We need to cross the border. We didn't cross the border. The border crossed us, and it's still crossing us today. As a first-time voter, I think they need to change their names to show me the money, as this kind of behavior is what's keeping our people from even wanting to vote.
That's right. League of Women Voters, you know, they've been doing these things for decades.
Right.
And, of course, I have the article. They did it last time. Why did you change the rules?
Right.
Why? And no one explained why, and you just did it, thinking that we're going to read every single item in your email when we all thought it would be like all the other rules. Of course, you know, it's about contributions and how much money you raise. No, here it's number of contributors. So someone cleverly gamed it by getting 400 people to all give $1. So they have a huge list. Dee Dee, what is that? That is craziness, Dee Dee.
Well, I know for a fact that everybody who knows me, first of all, knows Jesus. And second of all, everybody knows you're running for Houston mayor. And I want them to know that, you know, they know that you took this downtown firm from $10 million to $21 billion. That's 3.5 times our whole city of Houston's budget.
Amen.
And then you're footing the bill for most of your $3.3 million in campaign funds straight to the city of Houston. That shows your love for Houston right then and there. That should have been the end of the story, period.
You know what? I like your style, Dee Dee. I like your style. I hope you call again because I only got about 30 seconds here, Dee Dee. I'm going to
Make sure the people know that Boogeyman and Jumpin' Jess, we're on your team, and we're going to make sure we spread that word that it's Gilbert Garcia for Houston Mayor.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Now, Boogeyman and Jumpin' Jess, they used to be the Chorizo Crew,
right,
which was the morning show at Kaku Kaka. I'm going to lose you, Houston. I'm going to keep talking until they cut me off. You know what? I like that saying. Wake up and smell the chorizo.
That's right.
You remember, wake up and smell the coffee, but wake up and smell the chorizo. Houston,
they love you.
We are running out of time. It's amazing how much there's so much to say, and we're going to really talk more. It'll be interesting to see what the League of Women Voters does tomorrow, and I hope everyone will call them, light up their phones, and say, why did you change the process? And light up Senator Whitmire and say, stand with Sheila Jackson Lee and everybody in the Latino community. Because you know what? We're all in this together. So I want to thank everyone who listens to the show. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, go to Facebook, Instagram, all those things. Because I want to talk about different things, not just the same old, same old. I'm Gilbert Garcia. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you next time. This is Gilbert Garcia of A Tip from Gilbert. Houston's not working for everyone. People don't feel safe. Potholes are everywhere. Water bills are skyrocketing, and minority businesses are struggling. That's why I entered the race for mayor. Read about my 100-day pledge to Houston at garciaforhouston.com. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by Garcia for Houston campaign.
This is Gilbert Andrew Garcia. Listen to my radio show, A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer every Monday from 11 a.m. till noon on Houston's gospel leader, KWWJ, 1360 a.m. and streaming live on KWWJ.org. Listen on the legendary KYOK, 1140 a.m. and streaming live on KYOKradio.org. KCOH, 1230 a.m., The Source. On Sand Geek Radio, 95.1 FM, 1460 a.m. And Aliento Radio, 101.7 FM and 1540 a.m. Call in at 832-570-8075 and follow me on social media. See you then.